This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We are down here at Gillette overlooking the practice fields for day three of Patriots training camp, which was a walkthrough in every sense of the word. About an hour long? I think it was an hour long walkthrough.
Yeah, maybe like a touch longer, but yeah, not much.
But we'll be back on next week, including on Monday, where we believe it'll be full pad. So that should be a lot of fun coming up on Monday. But in the meantime, Jones, Red Sox Dodgers opening up a three-game series at Fenway Park, a very dry Fenway Park tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be Brian Bayo on the mound. He's 6-4, the 3.23 ERA opposite Emmett Sheehan. 1-1 with a 4.41 ERA. So tonight, and it's his fourth start of the year. Every night in this, or every game in this series, Red Sox have the starting pitching advantage.
So I definitely give it to him tonight. I definitely give it to him on Saturday. Who pitches on Sunday for the Sox?
Walker Buehler against his former team. Again?
I don't know if that one's an advantage.
Well, the way he's going, no. Dustin May.
Yeah, that's the bulk starter after Otani, typically, right?
Right. So, I mean, he's not even really a starter, and
whatever,
he's got an ERA almost five.
Call that one a toss-up. At least two advantages plus a toss-up. Let's
but they should win two out of three.
Yeah.
They should win two out of three. Don't look, be like, oh, the Dodgers are one of the best teams. They are, well, but the way it's lining up, they should win two out of three.
And the Dodgers are playing poorly. They have not been playing good baseball,
no.
Right? They've dropped four out of their last 10, and at one point I think it was much worse than that.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox are 12 games over 500 at Fenway.
Now that's a good number.
Now that is
good nugget.
Booze-filled, hot dog, glizzy-filled Fenway. I don't know about
this going to be like a BYU game tonight.
I don't know about dry Fenway where we're all hypothetically angry at one another and on edge. But yeah, at a normal Fenway Park, they're 32-20 this year.
Yeah.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Because
I see some ladies tonight that should be having my
grab bag. Grab bag.
The official Rich Keefe Sportsbook Rhode Island pick of the week is in, Jones. We have a baseball parlay. We have a Red Sox parlay. This is before I knew there was no beers, but the Red Sox parlay. Sox money line tonight.
Uh-huh.
Roman Anthony over 1.5 total bases.
I like that.
Roman Anthony, one RBI or more.
Yeah.
Plus 408.
Nice. So yeah. I need a Sox win.
Sox win.
Roman Anthony, two bags.
If he gets like an RBI double and the Sox win, you win your bet.
Bet over.
Jeepers.
Two singles, pop fly.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
Red
sure,
Sox
sure.
win. I mean, there's a lot of different combinations.
It doesn't matter.
But there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. RBI double.
I love it. Plus 408.
Yeah.
Stealing.
Yep.
Grab
one who recorded it at the office.
Good intensity, though.
Yeah.
I've gotten a bunch of these when people have sent them in. Keef@weei.com, these grab bags.
Yeah, and send those in. Keef@weei. Yeah. Send in all your grab bags.
They're it's a little long, but I really couldn't shorten it. And it's just like the beginning is like looped for like 20 minutes.
No, there's no way around it. I couldn't
chop some of that off at the beginning.
No, okay, fair enough. They're Scorsese.
All right, well, this just into the Celtics news desk. J.D. Davidson, after being the G League Player of the Year, caught, released. So for all the people that texted us and were like, hey, Drew Holiday's gone, but J.D. Davidson's here, he's not here.
G League MVP.
They're not below the
Well, that's what I was going to say.
The second apron.
The significance is they're below the second
that's
apron.
Right.
I actually take this minor transaction as good news. I think it means Simons is here.
Oh, I hope so.
They're back below the second apron. So
your guy Niang.
Yeah, I was worried when they dipped above the apron, would they look at shopping Simons, trading Niang?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care about Niang, but I'd probably rather have him on the team than not at this point in time. I don't want to give him away.
Let's start.
And, yeah, I'm happy Simons is going to – I actually take this as mildly good news for a minor transaction.
Right.
Yeah.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags.
In a row?
If you're looking for some soccer – American football, you got some tonight right here at Gillette Stadium. The New England Revolution versus CF Montreal kickoff at 7:30. I don't know which kits they're wearing, but they're all good.
They're wearing the ones they sent, the most recent ones they sent to us.
Say, they've sent them all to us. They're amazing.
Well, I only have two. You have many more than I do.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I've been following it a lot longer than you. Supporting it a lot longer.
I'm a bigger fan than you. as somebody said on Twitter, the Joe Max Moores is what they sent
they
us.
Could
recently,
be wearing the 96s. I don't know.
Which I really like.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah,
all
they're real nice. Yeah.
I'm a genie in a
Grammy.
Baby, come on and let me out.
We mentioned this quickly earlier, but the Raiders released Christian Wilkins, and they claim that he didn't rehab properly. So they're trying to get all the money back. He's filing a grievance. So it's a bit of a sticky situation there with the Raiders and with Christian Wilkins. Mike Vrabel was asked about it today and basically gave a, we're going to look into it, kind of answer.
Yeah,
Didn't shoot it down. I just don't know what his health is. Because I feel like if he was any good or if he was close to being ready to play, wouldn't the Raiders have kept him? Unless they just feel like they're paying him too much and they thought maybe they found a loophole.
Right.
That'd be the one thing.
And if you bring him in for nothing, then that probably tells you the whole league thinks he's hurt.
Yep.
So, no, that's going to be ugly. I mean, Wilkins and the Raiders are about to go to war over that guaranteed money. So Vrabel certainly didn't shut the door. I don't know that D-tackle, in fact, I don't think D-tackle is the biggest need on the team. But if they could get another talented player, they should, assuming he's got anything health-wise in the tank.
Uh-huh.
Grab bag.
We'll decide your fate.
I am the grab bag.
Not yet.
It's a quick one.
Yeah, sure it was.
It couldn't cut anything out of that one.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
In theaters right now, Fantastic Four First Steps, the latest in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I will see it this weekend. We'll have a full dork on it. And on Monday, during our Dork Minute, we'll give you a spoiler-free review. So if you're a little hesitant, you're not sure if you want to see it, I will. And let you know if you should as well.
Come back upstairs, honey. I'll give you the old smoochy-smoo kissy-wissy. Hmm? You know Happy's going to make everything okay.
I want to grab you all over and over again. I want to bag you all over until the night closes in.
Till the night closes in.
No. I'm mixing up all my Adam Sandler films. This is which is that?
That's well, fittingly, Jones, that is from Happy Gilmore 1. Happy Gilmore 2 is available right now on Netflix.
Wow. So how
do you like
so
that?
How about that? But that is when he takes if it's Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
They're going to the ice skating rink. Is that one? And
that was when he was going to his old girlfriend though, who broke up with him, and he's like on the intercom, and, like the kid sees him, and he's like talking to him, and he's like grabbing at it.
Oh,
like,
you're right. That's earlier in the film.
What's
the one when they sing when they go to the rink and then you got the guy in the rink like singing along?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not that song.
That's when he bets Julie Bowen. He's got to get a smooch out of her or whatever.
Nice.
Real nice. And then that's when she's like, oh, you had a girlfriend? He's like, no, she died. She fell off a cliff. Not an impact. But I'm excited for Happy Gilmore, too. That's another movie I'll watch this weekend. I can't imagine it's great. I'm going to go in with some low expectations. I love Sandler movies, though, and so I will hope for some laughs. I feel like it's going to be a ton of cameos.
Yeah, Greg. Well,
I think it's going to be a cameo fest.
Well, I think Shime was reading Greg a quick review, and that's what it said. Very cameo.
Travis Kelce's in it. I think a lot of real golfers this time around.
Oh, nice.
Whereas last time they didn't. Of course, Kevin Nealon was great as Daniel Lafferty,
yep,
who he got paired with on one of those tournaments. Shooter McGavin, obviously.
Shooter, of course.
One of the most famous alumni from Hobart College, Shooter McGavin.
Oh, is he a Hobart guy?
Yeah, Christopher McDonald.
Mount Rushmore Hobart guys?
Alan Richter, Christopher McDonald, me, and Ali Marpet.
Oh, you're not put. That's a shot at Wallach, is what that
shot
is.
Shot at Wallach.
That's a shot at John Wallach.
It's a shot at Pierre Maguire.
Good
one. A lot of people roll through Hobart.
Shots fired at Pierre. Yeah. Good call.
Look out.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Out of a grab bag?
Twitch chat is telling me, by the way, the song I was thinking of is Endless Love. I was confusing that with
Endless Love.
Yes, that's right.
And then she actually scores the goal, and she goes, I didn't see it go in. And then they smooch.
Smooch.
And then
down.
The guy on the Zamboni is very excited about it.
Yeah, he's
very excited. All right, are the Red Sox in first place?
Now.
No.
No, not really that close, no.
No.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Do you want your daily Rafael
Devers? Every day.
No, I was going to say, what the hell? My bad. I was just so excited for the Devers update.
All right.
Which we might scrap. Yeah, no, we're not ready for it.
No, we don't want that.
He is on a four-game hitting streak. They didn't play last night, but he's on a four-game hit streak, including two home runs on Wednesday. He played first base on Tuesday. They are home to the Mets tonight. There's your Giants.
Sounds like a loss to me, which they've done a lot of with Devers.
Let's go, Mets.
They're 13-18 and out of a playoff spot. Yep.
Yeah.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your
grab bag. All right, Jones, what do you say we take a look at the top Major League Baseball performer from yesterday?
I'd say great.
Your nominees, Steven Kwan, 2-for-4, 2 solo home runs.
Woo!
Was it Brandon Donovan, 3-for-5, home run, 3 RBI? Was it Ivan Herrera, 3-for-4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored? Was it Eric Lauer, 8 innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks?
Is that the guy you loved at the beginning of the year, Eric Lauer, that pitcher for the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
That's your guy.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
He's solid. He's in consideration. Or was it Luis Severino from the Athletics? 7 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks.
Yeah, I'm going to say Severino is what I'm going to say. I'll go Steven Kwan. 2 homers. I want to say one was a walk-off. I could be wrong.
So 2 of those guys could be traded. Steven Kwan and Luis Severino are in a lot of trade talks right now.
Kwan's
really good. And people like him in Cleveland. I was in Cleveland, Jones.
Good defense.
You know this.
Yeah, no, I heard.
I mean, Jose Ramirez is definitely their best player, but people were in on, if just looking around, like T-shirt jerseys or regular jerseys, it was like Ramirez, Kwan.
I'll throw around the leather.
And then it was a little misleading because they gave away 10,000 free Class A jerseys.
So
he was also very popular.
That's okay. not a walk-off, by the way, for Kwan. That was a lie. That was a fib.
Okay.
That's what that was.
All right.
But 2 homers. He's my guy.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
They lost.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's.
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
In fact,
Lauer got the win, didn't he? No. Lauer was against the Tigers. Who? Yeah, they didn't win the game.
The Orioles won. No, they played the Orioles. Charlie Morton actually beat him.
Nice.
Our guy, Charlie Morton.
Excellent.
All right, Nick is back for the third consecutive day with his random baseball player. Let's see how we do.
All right, so they're playing Dodgers tonight. We got a former Dodger.
Okay.
A former Red Sox.
Okay.
A former Met, National, Indian at the time, and Rangers.
Whoa. Thanks a lot, Trump.
Zero-time All-Star.
All-Star teams.
Okay, a lot of teams, no All-Star teams. Okay.
He would play every position in the infield.
Awesome.
Okay.
Not including catcher.
Hot corner, cold corner, second base,
mostly
shortstop.
Mostly second base and shortstop.
Okay.
Played from 1998 to 2011.
Okay. What year is he with the Sox? Can you give me that?
Or what year? He was with the Sox from 05 to 08.
05 to 08. Alex Cora.
He got it!
Wow. Nick tried to throw a fastball.
Nice job.
Nice try.
He thought we had the take side.
I thought I could sneak it.
Nope, that was good. We're swinging away on that one.
That was pretty good.
Alex Cora, bunch of teams, zero-time All-Star.
That's all right.
Kind of played wherever. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds
utility
about
man.
Right. Yep, sure.
His brother was great. Joey Cora's nice.
Joey Cora.
Joey Cora's nice.
Joey Cora, swipe your bag.
Sure he would.
Yeah.
Pick it there at second.
Bean glove.
He'd put pins in his hat. It's great. Good player.
All right. Here's a random ball player each and every day in the grab bag on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got Ball. And a TED Talk on the program with a mystery guest that we've already spoiled a handful of times. Stay tuned for that. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Real quick before we get to our clip du jour, Jones, the Yankees have made a trade.
What?
They have acquired third baseman Ryan McMahon from the Rockies in exchange for a couple of prospects. McMahon was an all-star in 2024. He has he's had four straight years of 20 home runs. And it probably would have even been longer because he had 20 home runs in 2019. He didn't in the COVID-shortened year. He's already at 16 this year, and he's going into Yankee Stadium. He's a left-handed hitting third baseman who is 30 years old. But he's only hitting .217 this year, .717 OPS. But you would have met 16 home runs, has power, and going to Yankee Stadium. Probably a good get for them.
It's not like he's leaving a bad ballpark to hit.
No.
Trust me, I've lost a lot of home run bets over the years on Ryan McMahon. Colorado always has high totals when they're at home. I bet him, miss all the time.
Yep.
But
strikes out a lot.
It's not like he's leaving a bad ballpark, but that's a good ballpark for a lefty that he's going to for the Yankees. The big takeaway, again, would be, all right, Seattle made a deal last night.
Trades are happening.
Yankees made a deal now. I didn't know you were allowed to do that.
I'll get that ready.
It's time to get out there and start making deals, I would say, Craig.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, you think about it. The three wild card teams in the American League right now are the Yankees, made a trade. Mariners, made a trade. Red Sox, hanging out.
Sitting on their hands.
Apparently calling people.
Looking
on the phone.
Look, you got time, Breslow. You got time to get something done, but you better get something done.
All right. Well, we're going to get something done right now. It's the clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, of course, a Friday four-pack, we ask the important question.
Yep.
What would be your death row last meal?
Okay. Now, am I getting like a whole plate of stuff? I can have a lot of stuff on there? Or just one food?
A buffet.
Oh, give me a buffet.
No, I'm just kidding, because that's the joke, because then you can just eat forever and you never die.
I think you're saying you were asking me for a buffet of food.
No, you wanted to pick an actual meal.
Buffet.
If they're like, all right, you can have whatever you want. Here's your last meal.
I'd like a nice burrito is what I would like.
I was going to say, I'm also not very picky.
No, me either.
The best, like, buffalo chicken sub.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love a buffalo chicken sub. I think you can go the other extreme, like a New England clam bake.
You get yourself like
lobsters and like a New England clam chowder.
Sure.
That would be really good.
You like it. You'll eat anything from the sea, very famously.
I would eat anything from the sea. Yeah, you got that straight. Octopus, whatever it is.
Shark.
Mermaid.
Whale.
Merman. Got to be a merman. Aquaman.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mira.
It's simple, but I love nothing. But nothing is more satisfying than like a good burrito. Lots of hot sauce.
You're not wrong.
I'm going nuts with like sour cream and cheese sauce and everything that's terrible for me and clogging my arteries.
Great
call. I would go with that. Some chips and guac. Boom. That's what I would go with.
I love it.
You know, it's your last meal. Merman. You'd eat a merman?
Unicorn.
Yeah, bald eagle.
Yeah, that's the way
your
to do it.
Your last meal would be a bald eagle.
What did you say? You had another. What did you say in there? I thought you had another. You said Aquaman, Merman.
Oh, Mira.
Yeah, what's that?
Aquaman's lover.
Oh, got it.
Played by Amber Heard. They had to kind of phase her out of the second one.
I was going to say. Yeah, I was about to say nice, and then I was like, maybe not so nice.
No, I don't. Yeah. Not if you were in that bed that day. She was. Some details you did not want to know about Amber Heard.
No.
But yeah, no, she
really,
was...
really see what she was eating for maybe her last meal.
Yeah,
you really wanted to. You could do that. Okay, well, there's the clip du jour.
Yeah.
Each and every day on Jones and Keefe. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try those new burgers at the Nines. They're bigger, they're bolder, and beefier. Their half-pound, 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more Ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got Ball. They got you until 6, taking you right up until Red Sox baseball tonight at Fenway Park, where the workers will be on strike. Uh-huh. Hypothetically, some people could be in attendance tonight. And have a great weekend. We'll be back here on Monday, live from Patriots training camp for what we think will be the first padded practice here in Foxborough. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.